Hello and welcome to the 173rd episode of Crosby's Nine, where we look at English from all angles. What was I going to talk about today? In this episode, I would like to talk about... never mind. Wait, what does never mind mean? Never mind has to do with disregarding something. And remember, it's two words, N-E-V-E-R-M-I-N-D. Two words, never mind. Never mind. We use this when we are canceling a request or changing our mind. Hey, could you please send me that email? Where is that email? Yeah. Could you please send me that email? Oh, actually, never mind. I found it. The verb here is mind, which has to do with paying attention to something. My parents used to tell me to mind my manners. Mind your manners. What does to mind your manners mean? Please repeat. What does to mind your manners mean? Yeah, to mind your manners means to be well-behaved, to act appropriately. Mind your manners. Also, you could tell somebody to mind their own business, but that's very rude. Yeah, we have this expression in English, mind your own business. Well, that sounds very rude. Yeah, be careful with that expression. But if you tell somebody to mind their own business, you are telling them that you don't want them to ask you about something private. Hey, where have you been? Hey, mind your own business. Okay, now remember the verb mind. To mind means to pay attention to. So by way of contrast, never mind is an expression that means do not pay attention to. And speaking of never mind, that takes us to... Yes, Remarkable Recordings. Never mind, we're going to talk about the LP by the rock and roll group Nirvana. From 1991. Now remember the context of music in 1991, of rock music or pop rock, whatever you want to call it. It was getting old, and there were a lot of pseudo metal bands out there. Pseudo. How do you spell pseudo? P-S-E-U-D-O. Bands like Poison and Motley Crue. And so the rock and roll world needed a shake-up. Please repeat. Shake-up. What's a shake-up? A shakeup is a significant or dramatic change. So the rock and roll world needed a shakeup. Here comes Nirvana with the LP called Nevermind, and they became the pioneers of grunge. Now the big song from that LP was called Smells Like Teen Spirit. And if you listen to this album in general, there is a theme. Boredom is one of the themes. Apparently kids in the early 90s were bored. Remember the lyric from Smells Like Teen Spirit, here we are now, entertain us. So the lead singer, Kurt Cobain, represented this feeling of boredom, of social unrest, apparently. And he was the symbol of this zeitgeist of the early 90s. Zeitgeist, that German word, which means the dominant social or political or cultural atmosphere. Now, does the rhythm pattern of Smells Like Teen Spirit sound familiar? Probably, right? Because it was based on another big song called More Than a Feeling by the group called Boston. Other key tracks on this LP? Other key tracks. What's a track? Well, a track is a group of grooves on a record. But in this case, we're talking about a song. It's material that's recorded especially on... a record in this case, as if it were a track. So other key tracks on this LP include Come As You Are, Breed, and Lithium. And I just think back to the grunge era, which of course goes back to the early to mid-90s, but it ended tragically in the case of Nirvana. And I remember specifically when I arrived in Seattle on the 5th of April, 1994, I went there to live. And the day I arrived at the airport, I felt this eerie feeling. Remember the word eerie, E-E-R-I-E. Eerie is mysterious or strange. And I wondered, what's going on? And there was this young lady at the airport, and she told me that, yes, Kurt Cobain had just died by suicide. He was only 27 years old. Which takes us to cool quotes. Today's cool quote is, what is this, an audience or an oil painting? Please repeat, what is this, an audience or an oil painting? Yeah, this is a quote by Milton Berle, who was this famous American comedian. He was an actor. His nickname was Mr. Television because he began when television began. He was born in 1908, and he had a long career in radio, television, of course. In fact, Milton Berle became a household name. What is a household name? Well, it's a person whose name is very well known. A famous actor has a household name. A famous actress has a household name. And Milton Berle became a household name. Everybody knew about him. So in comedy and stand-up comedy, if nobody laughs at your joke, the joke bombs. Please repeat. If nobody laughs, the joke bombs. Interesting. Remember how we pronounce the verb to laugh? And in this case, to bomb, B-O-M-B, means that it's not funny. If a joke bombs, it means that it's simply not funny. So Milton Berle, when he told a joke and it bombed and nobody laughed, he said, "What is this, an audience or an oil painting?" What's an oil painting? Well, an oil painting is a type of artwork created using pigments mixed with oil. And interestingly, oil paint dries more slowly than other types of paints, such as acrylics or watercolors, which was interesting because it gave the painters time to check their work. They could go back and make adjustments or blend different colors because the oil paint took a long time to dry. Now, the pigments are these colored powders that are mixed with what's called a binder. You could use oil or water or acrylic. And the history of oil painting goes back, way back to the 15th century with artists like Jan van Eyck and, of course, the later Italian Renaissance masters like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo. So back to the quote, when Milton Berle's joke bombed, nobody laughed. And he said, "What is this, an audience or an oil painting?" Hey, let's go into the section called Awesome Advice. Today's piece of advice is compliment three people every day. Compliment three people every day. What's the verb? Compliment. What does it mean? It means to express affection or admiration or respect. Hey, you know what? You have a great sense of humor. Thanks for the compliment. You know what? You are a great listener. Hey, that color is perfect on you. Well, that's the piece of advice. Compliment three people every day. Now remember, there is a noun, which is a compliment. So if you want to use a verb here, we usually use the verb to pay a compliment. Yeah, to pay, P-A-Y. Hey, yesterday my friend paid me a compliment. So this is the piece of advice. Compliment three people every day. Why is it awesome advice to compliment three people every day? Because paying compliments increases your happiness. Please repeat, paying compliments increases your happiness. Listen to the S. Yeah, listen to the S. We use the S sound and the letter S a lot in English. If you want to improve your English 16.9%, for example, don't forget to pronounce the S. It's so important. Listen. Paying compliments increases your happiness. Yeah, it's true. Paying compliments makes you grateful. And another reason to compliment three people every day is because paying compliments increases your resilience against stress and it improves your physical health. So, that is the piece of advice. Compliment three people every day. Well, that is all the time we have for this episode, the 173rd episode of Crosby's Nine. Please go back and listen to this a couple times so that you can consolidate the vocabulary, the expressions, the pronunciation. And if you imitate me, you will improve your speaking. Thanks again. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.